Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom provides an update from the latest in the 2016 Iowa legislative session.
What are some of the big things that you've noticed in the past couple weeks as we begin to wind down?
2 weeks ago, we passed the education funding bill, and then Medicaid oversight to switch over, of course, begins today, and there have been three oversight committee hearings, Health and Human Services committee meetings to visit with the MCOs, visit with the Department of Human Services to try to determine if things were ready to go today. And I know that's not been satisfactory to everyone. On the other hand, I think there's probably been a lot of progress made the last few days or few weeks. This past week, we did very little in the Senate. We did have some committee work, as we always have. But apparently one of the senators, her husband had surgery this week. She wasn't able to come to Des Moines, and the majority party apparently wasn't willing to have any voting until she was able to come back. So pretty quiet week on the floor, but I think we will be getting wrapped up, I hope, in 2 or 3 weeks.
And now that those kind of big hurdles have been cleared, especially the education funding, I know whenever I talk to Guy, he says that's kind of the big domino that has to fall to set everything else in place. What is the work now that happens once the biggest gorilla in the room, so to speak, of funding is set? And what are kind of the spending kind of things that you have to look at in a tight year like this year is?
Well, yeah, Representative Vanderlyn is right, of course, because The K-12 education budget is almost, well, actually this year it's over $3 billion. So that in itself represents 40%+ of our total state budget. And there's 170-some million new dollars this year to the state revenue fund. And K-12 education takes $154 million of those new dollars. So that leaves us pretty limited funds to work with for other pieces of state government that require a lot of funding. And, of course, Medicaid's the other huge draw on our budget. So what we're seeing now is a variety of spending wishes, I will call them. We have to fund the rest of state government, and the budget subcommittee that I sit on is basically asking for a status quo budget, a flat budget for the fourth time in 4 years. And so I fully expect that we'll get that, but I don't think there will be any growth in that in those areas. So a couple of areas of concern for me because of education funding and because of Medicaid funding. Areas that have been shortchanged do include things that are really important to Iowans, and one is water quality. We hear about all the time. Any new money for that? Excuse me. Maybe difficult to come by. And the other thing is public safety, and I don't think most people are aware that our public safety department has been very limited with any new funding. And you know, the number of state troopers we have on the road is down. I don't have the exact numbers, but we used to have in the neighborhood of 450 troopers, and I think we're down to about 360 or 370 now. And so those are areas of concern to me. The other big thing that I think will maybe get us bogged down is the Health and Human Services budget, which, of course, includes Medicaid. But because of the Planned Parenthood videos from a year ago, there is certainly a strong feeling that we need to avoid using public money, tax money, for any kind of abortions. And that's always an issue in Des Moines, but I think it's taken on more, going to get more attention this year because there are those that are simply going to refuse to vote for any spending that includes any sort of funding for public funding for abortions. So I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know that there's been a lot in the news about that, but I think the House Republicans are going to have some real difficulty with passing the Health and Human Services budget until that's resolved.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.